Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a big week in the NFL for playoff lives, playoff positioning. We saw it last night in Detroit between the Cowboys and the Lions. And we will dive into the entire slate at the top of the hour here on Bet Sweats Live Coast to Coast on the BetMGM Network. Chris Mack in for Sam Panayotovich alongside Joe Ostrowski today. Patrick Everson going to join us about an hour and 15 minutes from now from Vegas Insider and Fox Sports to give us his insights on where the market's moving late in the week and where you may find some opportunity if you haven't yet. Again, every single game through week 14, we will touch on each and every one of them here on Bet Sweats today. But it's conference championship weekend in college football as well. We talked about the games themselves, Joe, in many instances not meaning much. I mean, the most meaningless 1-2 matchup in college football history in Indianapolis tomorrow night between Ohio State and Indiana. Neither one of them is losing a bye in the first round of the CFP. It's just about positioning, maybe pride, and getting out healthy. So there's a good question as to why that spread is what it is, and there are a couple other games worth talking about as well. I think the CFP picture as a whole, and we've already touched on this, regarding the possibility of the ACC not having a team in the playoff, I'm here for the chaos this weekend. I want to be clear about that. I want to see JMU roll tonight, which they're projected to do. I think they're favored by like 24.5 over Troy in the Sun Belt championship game. It doesn't matter if it's Tulane or North Texas. Whoever wins that one, probably in, whether it's as the last team or the next to last team. But I want to see Duke win tomorrow night. I don't think they will, but I want to see Duke win. I want to see the chaos. I don't think it's very likely, but I want to see BYU upset Texas Tech just to create that situation where the committee then has to sit down and do exactly what they've been avoiding this entire process and compare Miami and Notre Dame side by side. I want to see all of it play out because I'm here for the committee twisting themselves into logic pretzels, trying to explain what they eventually put in front of us, because we know that's what they're going to do, Joe. They're going to pick their 12 teams, and then they're going to find the logic that best suits that scenario.
But sometimes in certain scenarios in sports, when you invite that chaos, there's a winning solution in the end. You know it. You know it's going to have to change eventually. I don't think this is the situation at all. Like, they don't give a damn. They don't give a rat's ass, those 12 people. And they make their decisions. You know what it is? It's a lot like sports betting media right now. So what you see, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, wherever, social media, people on this network. Okay, let me pick my side. Let me pick my prop. This is my team. I've made my selection. They will never tell you they do this, but they do this 100%. And now I'm going to find reasons to support my bet, my argument. That's what people constantly do. And I feel like the committee does the exact same thing. Okay, we have our teams. This is the situation. Now let's talk about what our process was and what are the reasons and why this team is better than that team. And this one moves up. Alabama moves up after barely surviving Auburn. And we've got to move Notre Dame down. And, You know, that okay, let's slide. Oh, BYU, you just happen to slide them between Notre Dame and Miami. How interesting that is. And everything's on the line for BYU this weekend. And so then probably, you know, the two-touchdown underdog is going to lose, and then it is going to be Notre Dame and Miami side by side. It just happens to fall that way, Chris. it's going to be interesting. I like chaos, too. I like them to be uncomfortable, but I don't think these people are uncomfortable. I don't think they give a rat's ass. So we're probably not going to get what we want in the very end. But I do want the chaos. I do. But if we get, here's my issue. If we get the chaos, we're going to get more small schools in. So we're going to get more blowouts, which is right. What the changes were supposed to fix for this year. But as long as you have all these AQs and you have a group of five, you're not going to eliminate the blowouts. Maybe what they did is kind of avoid them more so in the quarterfinals. But as far as the first run, as far as those home games, it's still going to be blowout city.
Yeah, we're going to have another, as we had last year, Penn State SMU, right? We're going to have at least one of those, whether it's James Madison going to Oregon or, you know, whether it's Tulane or North Texas having to go to Ole Miss. Like these are these games do not set up for good television viewing, which works in the complete antithesis of what you would think the committee's job is supposed to be. We talk all the time about how it's a made-for-TV product, and it very much is. So they should find the best matchups, but like you said, they're painted into a bit of a corner this weekend. I will say, as much as I'm rooting for the chaos, I don't think that it sets up well for it, given the matchups that we have. Like, Virginia just beat Duke 2-3 weeks ago by 17 in Durham. Like, the fact that this thing is still 4.5, and started out around 3.5 is just silly to me. What is the logic for having Virginia is just because Virginia stinks? Okay, that's fair. I'll grant you that. As a playoff contender, Virginia doesn't belong. One of these things is not like the other if we're talking about Power Four conference champs. I'm totally with you, but compared to Duke, again, they just beat them by 2.5 touchdowns a few weeks ago, and now this is neutral site rather than at Duke. So, yes, by all means, I'll lay the 4.5, which is what it is at BetMGM right now, and that's the biggest number on the board.
That is the only well, there's one other one. But for the most part, these point spreads have been pretty stagnant this week. But that one is starting to climb. You figured that would be the case. I don't have a play on the Virginia-Duke one, but yeah. And not only, it's not just the winning by 2.5 touchdowns. They were obliterated in that game. Virginia had 540 yards of offense. They more than doubled their ass up. And then you've got this Duke team. They're outside. It's insane that they're here. They're outside the top 100 in the country in defensive success rate. Like, what are we doing? Why are they in the conference championship? Oh, I know why. Because Jim Phillips was asleep at the wheel and he didn't fix the tiebreakers like some other conferences have. So that's how you get here. I would think maybe they finally fixed that, but we'll see. Yeah, Duke should not be in this game. We know that. And the conference wants Virginia to win and win convincingly. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen, but I don't have a bet on that game. I do have a bet on one of the games tonight. Do you like any of these four before I jump to mine? We've got, you mentioned Sun Belt with JMU. We've got the Mountain West, which I want to discuss, the American Tulane North Texas, and you've got the Conference USA one. And I mentioned that I liked this game on the show this week, but I haven't placed the bet because I was hoping what happened is exactly what we're seeing right now on the board as people are realizing, oh, I want to bet this game tonight and we get Boise on their home field. This number's climbing and it's gone from 4.5 to 5, 5.5. I'm starting to see a 6 or 2 out there as well. So I think we're going to see sixes on this game. And so I've held off because I want to take the underdog. And I understand Boise State's quarterback is coming back and they're going to be on the home field. But listen, UNLV's dealt with that before. They've played there this year. And look, their defense, I'm not going to say they're good, but they've started to figure things out a little bit. This one was a shootout. Look, Boise took care of business earlier this year. It was 56-31. This game had over 1,000 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch the market. What did the market say? The market said at the time, Boise State minus 13. Same teams, same location. Yeah. And now we're like 3.5, 4 earlier this week. And now it's starting to climb a little bit. I think UNLV is live in this one. I'm going to take them +6.
Yeah, that was the one I had circled out of these four that are being played tonight is the one that jumped out at me. All the things you just said, I couldn't have said it any better. UNLV and sit around and wait until 7:59 Eastern to place this bet. You'll get the best number because, like you said, it keeps climbing and it's going to climb more and more and probably more quickly as more and more people, like you said, wake up and go, oh, yeah, there's games tonight. Oh, Boise. Yeah, absolutely. I got to take Boise at home. Blue turf. Okay. UNLV, I think, is the better team. And Dan Mullen, you know, you guys have been breaking my chops, rightfully so, about the Penn State coaching situation and what a disaster that has become. I had someone ask me yesterday, why hasn't Dan Mullen been talked about? Dan Mullen's a Pennsylvania guy. His wife's from Pittsburgh. Like, Dan Mullen has put back together UNLV like that. And in my opinion, probably going to win the Mountain West Championship tonight. And at the very least, it's going to be a closer game than the spread is telling you. It is a final possession field goal game. So I am shocked that his name hasn't been brought up in this absolute dumpster fire of a Penn State head coaching search because he's done a great job at UNLV this year. And I think they are the better team going into Boise tonight.
Yeah, there's probably going to be some names that haven't been discussed at all that are finally going to be popping up as they try to figure things out. And you curse Crumble Cookie every day. You know, it's so funny. It was Crumble Cookie Day yesterday at the kids' school. And, of course, my wife's got to be involved in everything. So all the people that didn't make it to school yesterday, we've got a big stockpile of Crumble Cookies at our house so people can come and pick them up. Like, how do you get yourself in these situations?
Those things are, first of all, amazing. I'm not going to hold it against them that they kept Sitake from coming to Penn State. Those things are, but they're like 1,500 calories a cookie. It's like eating a whole cake in each cookie. And, you know, the box is just sitting there on the counter and you're not supposed to open it up and grab a cookie. Who has that willpower? Not this guy.
Yeah. Please. The kids still have their Halloween candy, like sitting in pillowcases in the room. Who do you think sneaking in the room during the commercial breaks?
Oh,
a mini Twix doesn't count. It's too small. Yeah, okay.
Right, like 50 calories. Yeah, I don't know where all your Sour Patch Kids went. I don't know. Somebody must have ate them. Maybe the dog got them. How the hell am I supposed to know? Coming up, we got to go through the entire Week 14 NFL slate, starting with one of the best rivalries in the NFL, but possibly two of the ugliest offenses in the league. Can either the Ravens or Steelers get on track in Baltimore on Sunday? We start with that one next, right here on Bet Sweats Live on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.